Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, July 28th and 29th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau, featuring Avenged Sevenfold, Rob Zombie, and Marilyn Manson. Festival passes are on sale now. See the full lineup at HeavyMontreal.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, hope everyone's having a happy 4th of July. This summer 2018, it's been a hot one here in New Jersey. This is just a brief episode. I know everyone's on holiday this week. A lot of people aren't listening to podcasts, so I'm going to keep this short. I do hope you give today's guest a chance and go purchase his music, listen to their music. We're talking about the band Halcyon Way. We have Steve from that band joining us shortly. I did just want to say, man, the website got hacked, completely taken down, vandalized. So that really sucks. I'm not sure if we were targeted by somebody who doesn't like us or it was a random attack. I'm still getting details in. It cost me a bunch of money to get it fixed back up after a 48-hour period. Guys, man, that sucks. So just wanted to say if you're a hater out there who was looking to do some damage and cause us some grief, you succeeded. Congratulations. And what else is going on? A lot of great shows, man. I've been hitting shows like every week, every other week. A lot of them hard rock and metal, some not hard rock and metal. You know, my wife and I, we like all styles of music. So it's been quite a summer so far. Just saw Foreigner and Whitesnake last week. Wow, it was great. And I'm going to tell you all about that in an upcoming episode. Please support us on Patreon. Could really use some support there. You can do that by going to Patreon and finding us there, searching Mark Striegel or Talking Metal, and you will see that you can make a monthly pledge on Patreon. Anybody who does $5 a month or more will get a free Talking Metal t-shirt. Just send me your shirt size and your address, and I'll get those t-shirts out to you. Also wanted to mention that you can leave us a voicemail. I'm going to be playing those real soon. I have a bunch of them saved on my hard drive. The number for voicemails is 973-757-1917. You can make a PayPal donation, paypal.me/Mark Striegel. That's MarkStrigl. You can go to talkingrock.net or talkingmetal.com and use our Amazon links. No extra cost to you. You just find the appropriate link, USA, United Kingdom, or Canada. You link on over to Amazon and go about your shopping as you normally would. And then we get a little kickback, very small kickback. But listen, we get like, you know, $20 a month from that. And that's great. That's great. You guys are using the links. I appreciate that. And you can also leave us a good review on iTunes. Talking Metal, 5-star review, please, on iTunes. And that'll about do it. Follow me on Twitter, @TalkingMetal, @Striegel. Check me out on Instagram. Talking Metal is the Instagram account. And without further ado, let's check out a little sound sample of Halcyon Way. And then we'll get into the interview with Steve from Halcyon Way.
Trying to reach out, you lost soul. Hey, it's Mark from Talking Metal, and on the line from Halcyon Way, we have Steve Braun. How are you, Steve?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. And I wanted to talk to you about the new record and just your musical history and journey in general. Before we started the interview, you mentioned you're from the New Jersey area, the Princeton, Trenton area. I lived for a long time in Pennington. You know where that is?
Oh, yeah, right up 31.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I used to work at, I don't know, how, you're probably younger than me, but I worked at the Beaky's record store at Quaker Bridge Mall, if you happen to remember that.
Quaker Bridge Mall, man. That was like where I grew up and just went every weekend and stuff like that. I do remember. That was like on the lower level, wasn't it?
Well, there was two of them. I actually worked at two of them. There was one in the lower level called, there was three. At one point, this is how crazy the record business was back like in the late 80s. There were three record stores in there. There was Wall to Wall Sound, where I worked for a while, Listening Booth, and then upstairs was one called Beaky's, all in one mall.
Up in the corner, right? Was that the one up in the corner?
Yeah.
Like where the Woolworths, they ended up putting a Woolworths there, like after the fact.
Yes, yeah. You know the place. Cool. So, but you guys are from Atlanta, so how did you end up down in Atlanta with the band?
Well, believe it or not, I don't even live in Atlanta.
I live
in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville. So so we're a little bit spread out. The rest of the band is in the Atlanta area. But they found me. I used to play in a progressive metal band called Ascent from Venice, Italy.
Right.
And they had lost their singer through, I guess there was just a falling out at that time. And Lance King from Nightmare Records, I was friendly with him, and he said, well, Steve lives close to you, why don't you call him and see what you guys can do, see if it works out.
And what year was this? This is like 2010-ish, 2011?
It's probably, let's see, 18, yeah, probably about 2010.
Cool. So,
yeah. It was right when our album Building the Towers came out. I actually joined the band when the producer was like a week out from coming. So that was crazy.
Right. And now we're how many years later with this, or how many albums later with the latest release?
The latest release, it's eight. So
eight. And
yeah, and we put out an LP, and then we did an EP a year later. And then in 2010, we released Conquer. And then now this one will be out on August 3rd.
August 3rd. Cool. And it is called, tell us the name of the record.
Bloody But Unbowed.
Unbowed. Okay, because I was wondering if it was unbowed or unbowed. So unbowed.
Bowed.
Got it. Yeah. And the video for Blame, I'm really digging that. Great visuals, but just a great... First, let's talk about the song itself. I mean, just definitely a heavy tune, but you got melodies going on. For you guys, I think it almost feels like maybe you're going in a heavier direction with this record. Is that safe to say?
Yes. I mean, I think with our last album, Conquer, we moved away from... We're trying to move away from, like, getting... We were always, like, stereotyped as a progressive band, because
right.
That's kind of how we started out, and we're really just moving away from that. We really just think of ourselves as a metal band, you know, more of a leaning more on the, I guess, semi-modern. Not when I say modern, I don't mean like, you know, Five Finger Death Punch and stuff like that modern,
right.
But you know, more like the Killswitch or the All That Remains or Bullet for My Valentine kind of.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right on. Cool.
And I think it's because we have a lot of, everybody has such a wide variety of influences, and we have new members in the band, so, you know, it's going to influence us in writing and stuff like that.
Right on. So who, do you have new members joining you for this record for the first time?
Yes.
Who's new to the band?
Actually, The guitar player John Bodan, and I are the only ones that were that did Conquer.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have a new rhythm guitar player, Max Eve. We have a bass player, Skylar Moore, and then Aaron Brummel is our drummer. So they've all been, Max and Skylar have been in the band for just about four years. So they came right when Conquer was being released.
Cool.
So, and then we just got Aaron about a year and a half ago.
Okay. So
I guess about, yeah, he was helping us out, and then we offered him the position after. So.
Cool. So all these guys were obviously then with you on the European tour that you did earlier this year. How did that go for you guys?
It went really well. We were a little concerned with, you know, just because you never know how you're going to go over, because we're heavier than Anger was, and we're, of course, different than what Jeff Tate's Operation Mindcrime is, so you don't really know what kind of crowd you're going to get.
Right.
But we even though we were the heaviest band on the bill, we went over really well every night, and it was just super awesome, because we've been on tours where we've been a little mismatched, and it's a little hard. It's like pulling teeth, you know?
Right. So it's interesting.
Every night going out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that you toured with Jeff Tate, and because didn't you tour? You toured with the Todd LaTorre version of Queensryche a number of years back, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, and you know, we're happy to say that we love both of those bands. I mean, both of those bands are both friends of ours now, and you know, they treated us all like family, and it was very cool. So, but it is strange that we theoretically have toured with the classic version of Queensryche just at two different spots.
right. Interesting. Now you've also, there's another a number of big names that you've done some tours with: UDO, Fozzy, mm-hmm. Skid Row. Out of all the
Saxon,
what are some of your favorite touring? Touring buddies, that as far as the bands go, what bands did you really enjoy touring with?
We really did enjoy, we enjoyed Queensryche a lot.
Yeah.
They, like I said, they really took us under their wing. And like days off, you know, we'd have dinners together. We watched, I think we were away for the Super Bowl, so we watched the Super Bowl together. And you know, they treated us really, really well.
Cool.
Fozzy, we always have, we always have a good connection with them. They were our first mini tour that we did. We did like four or five dates with them, like 8 or 9 years ago, when I first joined the band. They took us to the UK, and we did it was about five shows with them.
Cool.
There, so. And then, of course, we've crossed paths because a bunch of them are from the Atlanta area.
Yeah, Rich Ward,
I think. So we're friends with them there, yeah. Rich Ward and Billy. So they've always been very gracious to us, too. Those are my favorite. But the guys in Saxon, we've done 51 or 52 shows with them.
Wow.
And, yeah, we've gotten close to a couple of them, and they're all just great people. You know, a lot of times when you're a support act, you're not always treated with the respect, you know. You're kind of just like, you're the grunt, and you're expected to just be there and do your thing and be quiet, and you never don't even talk to them. But we've been pretty lucky.
So let's circle back to the new record, Bloody But Unbowed, and talk about the production of it. You know, there was a lot of fresh blood in the band that you've explained to us. Were you working with a certain producer in the studio, and who were you working with?
We worked with Mark Lewis, who's done, you know, pretty much everybody. Whitechapel, he's worked on, he's mixed some Megadeth stuff. He's done pretty much everybody. Did the new Bad Wolves album.
Cool.
So he's a heavyweight when it comes to metal. So it was nice to have him in there, and he put, as you can hear, like on the mix, it's a nice, fresh, modern, big sounding mix, and I think that really helped. And we're excited. I think we really want to, when we start working on the next one, I think we're going to work with him again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wrote a lot of it and then brought it to him, but he wants to actually, this next time, is write it, with him. So.
Oh, cool.
That should be interesting.
Cool. And was there a certain studio you recorded in, or was it between different studios? Because you're right, it has a really big sound, almost at times, a real live sound.
Yeah, they did the drums down in Florida. I can't remember the studio, but then everything else, honestly, was done at John Boudin's house. He has a studio, he has a Pro Tools studio in his house, and we cut vocals and guitar and bass and stuff there, and then we gave it to Mark, and he mixed it in his studio here in Nashville.
Cool. And you did the tour earlier this year in Europe and overseas with Jeff Tate. Will you be planning to tour in the States here once the album comes out, or anytime later this year?
Yeah, we're hoping so. We're working on, we had just gotten, everything's been like really just happening pretty quickly for us over the last probably 6 months. We signed with Artery Foundation for management, which then helped us get our new record deal. So we're finding talent buyers and stuff like that we're working with, and we've gotten a couple offers for the U.S. but just nothing has really just panned out and been something solid that we could have really sunk our teeth into.
Right on. Okay, well, keep us posted on that. And the song I want to get into here in just a second is the song that you have a music video for. It's called Blame. And man, on this song and on the rest of the record, I mean, your voice is just, you got a great voice, great sounding voice. And I'm always curious, is it something you were born with, or did you have to work hard to develop it and build it up? What's your history as a singer?
Yeah, to answer your question, I've had to do both, really. I mean, I've had the basic God-given talent, but I've had to work really hard. I studied at Westminster Choir College in Princeton.
Wow.
And took private lessons for years. But yeah, I grew up listening to, when I had the older siblings, so I grew up listening to like Hall & Oates and Billy Joel and stuff like that. So I was always exposed to music that had melody and it just great songwriting. So I think that kind of really helped to mold who I am as a singer now. But it's been a long journey. It's been a long journey, and I'm still not where I want to be. You know, I still have to practice all the time, and in Nashville, I'm playing the cover band,
oh,
so
cool.
I can keep my voice strong, and it definitely isn't metal what I do.
Right.
You'd be surprised that, you know, it's a lot of top 40 and stuff that's on the radio now, but I have to do that to keep my voice strong and so that when we finally get a tour that, you know, the first 2 days I haven't blown my voice out or anything like that.
Cool. And when you guys get together, like to do rehearsals, being that you're not all in the same place, do you head to Atlanta, or do they come up to you to rehearse?
I go down there.
Yeah.
I go down there. Basically what happens is they'll practice two or three times a week. We have shows, or we have, you know, a tour coming up. And then after they do that for a couple weeks, then I'll go down and do like 3 days with them, and maybe come back, you know, go back home for a week, and then come back down for another day or two, just so we get everything really solid, especially because we have a lot of harmonies, like vocal harmonies and stuff going on. We need to be tight on those, because those harmonies, that if they're not right, they sound really bad.
Right. Right. I hear you. Cool.
So, but it's only about a 4-hour drive.
Oh, is it?
To Atlanta.
All right. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Braun from Halcyon Way. We urge you to go pick up their new record, which comes out when, Steve?
Comes out on August 3rd.
August 3rd. Bloody but Unbowed. Unbowed, right? Or is Unbowed?
Unbowed.
Bloody but Unbowed. And a great sounding record, Steve. You sound great on it. Great songwriting, great production. This is one that you guys definitely have to check out. Talking Metal approved. Halcyon Way's Bloody but Unbowed. So, again, thank you, Steve, and please keep in touch. Reach out anytime.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
the song Blame by Halcyon Way. Definitely support these guys and check them out. Great talking with you, Steve. Thank you for joining us on Talking Metal. Thanks to you guys. Hope you're having a great summer. Stay cool. It's hot here in New Jersey. And yeah, please support us again. Need you guys on Patreon with me. Really, really. That's my favorite way for you guys to support what we do on Talking Metal. And listen, you sign up on Patreon, you get a t-shirt. How great is that? They're high quality t-shirts, all sizes. Patreon.com/talkingmetal. patreon.com/talkingmetal. Let's get out to Heavy Montreal this year, guys. It's going to be a great, great event. Avenged Sevenfold, Trivium, Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, Warbringer, Under Oath. Man, it's epic. Helix, remember Helix? They're playing, man. The Metal Queen, Lee Aaron, added to the bill. What a diverse group of bands, man. Sleep, some Doom. Leo from Alaska would like that, I'm sure. Cool. And Leo, again, thank you for that CD you sent me. We're gonna talk about that hopefully soon. All right, guys, talk to you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.